Well, let's talk to Dave Penny, independent financial advisor in Somerset. He deals in money, and yes, Penny is his name. It's not made up. Dave, morning to you. Welcome to the show. We've got lots of questions for you. First up, our big one, is it worth saving into a pension?
Well, Emma, I think you have, and your listeners have, to ask themselves the following question. If they don't put savings somewhere for income in retirement, will they be able to afford to live? And although there is obviously lots of bad publicity around pensions for all kinds of good reasons, I think, historically speaking, at the moment, if you look at what you spend on a monthly basis and then look about what you'll be spending when you retire on a monthly basis, the state pension is due to be about £140 per week. So could you live on that? If you can't, then you have to save by some other means.
Oh, what about several people getting in touch this morning, Dave, about property versus pensions? People saying they would rather invest their money in property than they would in a pension scheme. What would you say?
Yeah, and that's a really common issue that's raised. What your listeners need to understand is it's not a case of either or. It's not pension or property. Property is an asset that can be held in a pension. And what's advantageous about a pension is that when you put, the average person puts £100 into a pension, it becomes £125 overnight. And that's not an advantage you enjoy the property. If you really believe that property is the only asset that's going to go up in the future, then have a pension, get that tax relief, but then put your money in property.
But isn't, am I right in saying, and this is where it gets so complicated, and this is why I'm sure people bury their heads in the sand, you say I put £100 in and then the government topped that to £125. But when I come to draw my pension, they're going to tax me on it anyway. They'll have it all back off me.
Yes, that is absolutely true. It's tax efficient on the way in. On the way out, it's then taxed at your highest marginal rate. So if you're then on a low income, which lots of folks will be when they get to retirement, then the tax will be very low. I think actually if you abolish tax on pensions when they're paid, most people would say, look at all these millionaires that are getting away without paying 40 and 50% tax. So it swings both ways. You are better off by having the money going in, getting your big boost of 25% on the way in and letting it grow in a very tax-efficient environment than the alternative.
The reason we're talking about this today is because of Age UK's research that says almost a quarter of us have lost track of one of our pensions. Have you come across people who aren't quite sure what pensions they have?
Well, it's funny you should ask that. A couple of years ago, I was sat down with a local farmer who got to retirement, and we were going through reams and reams of paperwork because he'd done the right thing. He'd kept every single bit of paper for the last 50 years of his working life. And we go through every single sheet of paper, checking all the numbers, and we came across a £105,000 pension pot he didn't know he had, and he wouldn't have got unless we'd actually gone to the firm to say, listen, it's time to claim our pension. So lots of people, yes, they really do struggle to administer the paperwork, and they lose pensions, yes.
Is there a disadvantage to having lots of separate pensions? Should you try, where possible, to amalgamate them?
It certainly is something worth looking at. Lots of the old, as you referred to earlier, Emma, the old frozen pensions, they're not really frozen, they're just paid up, but people call them frozen. Some of the old frozen pensions have quite high charges and the funds are not really very actively invested or not very well invested. And it's often worth looking at, if you have four or five pots, analysing each one of those and then trying to put them into one place because the charges will be lower. Fund performance should be better, and critically speaking, bearing in mind the topic of today, it's much easier to manage.
Yeah, most definitely. Now listen, Dave, you're going to be back on the Emma Britton Show next month. We're going to do Money May, so we'll be talking lots more about cash and how to make the best of it next month, so we look forward to that. Thank you, Dave.
See you then.
Dave Penny there, independent financial advisor in Somerset. He'll be back on the show next month. We do Money May each year, where we get up to date with all our money-related things. Oh, Carey Pension.